Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about inconsistencies in dating. And this is like one of the most crucial things that you're going to come across or you have come across is dealing with people that you meet in dating that are inconsistent. Okay. And the reason that they're inconsistent is because either they're playing options, okay, or they're just not looking for anything serious. And one of the things you have to watch out when you're out there and you're dating is this, okay? You start out talking to somebody. Usually people start out by texting, right? And the thing that misleads a lot of people and gets people, you know, really discouraged is they always come on strong in the beginning. In the beginning, they're going to have you on the phone for hours the first or second night. And then they slowly fall off. Then you don't hear from somebody, you know, or they might just text you a good morning, good night. Then you get the breadcrumb going on, okay? And what you need to understand is when you see anything that shows you their pattern of inconsistency, you've got to like not waste your time with these people. When you get on the phone with these people, do not be on the phone with these people for hours because they will waste your time. Because there's very, very few people that are sincere about really looking for somebody. I see it in the group all the time. Everybody talks about, oh, it'd be nice to have somebody. It'd be nice to have somebody. But yet everybody is inconsistent. Like one of the guys in the group, he tried to set up one of the women with a friend he works with, and the guy was talking to her, and then she was inconsistent, and she never went out on the date. And I hear this a lot from a lot of men. They say that they talk to a woman all week long, and then when they try to make plans to get together with her, she doesn't want to show up for a date, okay? And there's a couple of reasons why, okay? One of the reasons is she could be talking to a lot of different people and you're not her first option on the list. Or number two, you haven't been consistent with her. So now she's saying to herself, you know what? This guy is not consistent with me. So I'm not making an effort to go get all ready and go out on a date with him because he really didn't make any effort here. Okay? See, for the men, women look to see that you make an effort in order for them to want to even bother going and meeting you. Because they've had so many people that have wasted their time, all right? This is why they are ghosting on you. This is why they are not following through and meeting you. Because you haven't shown that you are consistent with that woman, okay? It's not just a good morning text or good night text. Have you shown that woman that you really want to get to know her, okay? You know, because anybody could do the good morning, good night text and everything like that. So, you know, you have to look for these things. And people are going to judge you by how much effort you put in. If you don't put in a strong effort in trying to get to know somebody, what makes you think they're going to just drop everything for you? They're not going to drop everything for you and you know, make you a priority when you haven't made them a priority. And see, this is what's going on in dating today, all right? Everybody, everybody is like disgusted. No matter who you talk to, everybody's like, I don't understand this whole dating thing. You know, people are so flaky and they can't follow through and everything like that. That's because everybody is jerking everybody else around, okay? And the people that are sincere are getting caught in the mix of this, all right? And the people that are sincere are the ones that are saying, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to get into my own thing. I'm going to work on making money, stacking my money, and not deal with this nonsense anymore. A lot of the good people got off the dating apps because they know they've been around. They know it's game. They know that, you know, the majority, not all, but the majority of the guys out there are just searching for easy sex. They know it, okay? And they know also there's a lot of scammers online as well. You got scammers scamming women and you got scammers scamming men, okay? The whole dating app thing is not the same as it used to be, all right? So, you know, you got to try to meet people in your everyday life. But the problem is, a lot of people have been burnt. So a lot of people are bitter and a lot of people are like, they're not making the effort. And this is the problem. They are not making the effort. You've got to make, if you're a guy and you really like a woman, you've got to make an effort, okay? You've got to show her that you're really interested. Now, you have to have a thick skin and say to yourself, you know what? If she rejects me, she rejects me. Okay, so she's not that into me. That's okay, you know? There'll be somebody else that is. But if you just go in with that laid-back attitude and you're dealing with somebody who really respects themselves, they're not going to take you seriously. Okay, they're not going to follow through a lot of times in you know, meeting you and everything like that. So that's what you have to consider when you're a guy and you're out there and you're dating and everything. Now, for the women, when we talk about consistency, here's the thing, you guys. They should get on the phone, and a lot of them know that they have to get on the phone because they know that you guys, you know, you've been coached by a lot of people, and a lot of people are always stressing, you know, get on the phone, which is important because it's totally different getting on the phone. You get a feel for somebody. Who is this person? Okay. You could hear their emotions. You could hear how enthusiastic they are when they talk to you. You can sense their sense of humor and everything like that. You can see if they're a selfish person and they're talking about themselves the whole time, or whether they ask you questions about yourself. All right. So it is important to get on the phone, but you know, you got to be careful not to let these people waste your time. All right. And this is why people get so hurt, because they get their hopes up. They feel like, oh, you know, I just started talking to this person. You know, they seem like a real one. They seem really interested. They seem normal. They're not bringing up, they're not coming off creepy. They're not bringing up, you know, sexual innuendos. I think I got a regular person here, right? But what you don't know is you don't know nothing about that person. You don't know anything about that person. You don't know if that person has a situation. You don't know if that person is married. So you cannot sit there and judge who that person is yet, okay? But do not give these people hours on the phone, because they will do that. You got a lot of, you know, I need to bring this up too, you guys, because there's a lot of people that are going to keep you on the phone to fill in their day. They may have somebody that they're having sex with on the weekends, but they like talking to you because that person is busy at their job. So you know what? They'll talk to you during the week and then you don't hear from them during the whole weekend, and then they hit you up Sunday night or Monday morning. Hey, how was your weekend? Okay, that is somebody who's going to waste your time. That is somebody who's jerking you around, and that is someone that you should not give your time to whatsoever. So this is what I mean when I talk about the consistencies in dating, all right? You know, we're not playing no games here, all right? Unless you want your time wasted. Unless you don't care about your time. But I don't know about you guys, my time is valuable, okay? That could be time spent with family. That could be time making money. That could be time, you know, with your friends or whoever, rather than just, you know, spending hours on the phone with somebody and then they disappear the next few days and then come back. We don't need people that come in and out of our lives, okay? You're going in full force, you're giving that person your time, and you expect that that person should reciprocate, all right? Just be cautious, though, because they will try in the beginning to fool you that, you know, oh, you know, they're so into you and everything like that. And then once they get the feeling that they got you where you're, you know, you really like them and they get that sense and they're not stupid, all right? They know when somebody likes them. They, you know how they know? They know it because you're giving them your time. So when you get on the phone with these people in the beginning and you spend hours on the phone, you are telling them that you are pretty much desperate, that you got nothing else going on, and that you're putting everything to the side and, you know, you're, they're it, okay? They're, you know, they have you all wrapped up, all right? So the reason I tell you that is because, you know, you're giving too much too soon. So when you first start talking to somebody, talk to them a half hour, an hour max a day. Max, you guys. There's some coaches that say you should only talk about 15 minutes, okay? Leave some mystery and everything like that. But you have to have a conversation to get to know what somebody's about. Just don't overdo it. Don't go over, you know, a half hour to an hour a day. And you have to see the consistency. Are they doing it every single day? Or are these people disappearing? When somebody disappears, these are red flags. If somebody is, I'm going to give you guys an example because this happened to my girlfriend, all right? She was talking to this guy. You know, he came back into her life. She used to talk to him a few years ago. He came back and everything like that. You know, a few years ago, she felt like he was playing game on her. He is out of state. Okay, which is a big problem. Like I tell you guys, with the long distance relationships, you do not know what these people are doing. These people could be married to somebody else and you don't know it. Okay, it doesn't matter what you see on their social media because some people have multiple social media profiles and, you know, you're on one and, you know, their significant other is on another. So you wouldn't even know sometimes that they're in a relationship. That's why, you know, it's very hard to do a long distance relationship. It's not a real relationship where you see that person every single day, all right? And you see how they really are in all different kinds of circumstances, when they're angry, when they're mad, how they are around people. Do they, you know, when you're around somebody all the time, you get to see the good, bad, and the ugly, all right? It's not like just getting on the phone at night with, you know, your partner who's out of state and, hey, what's up? Yeah, you have a good day? Yeah, I had a good day. And then you get off the phone with them and they could be having somebody come over and have sex and you wouldn't even know it, all right? I need to bring this up because this, you know, if they can get away with it, 99% of the time, they will. It takes an enormous amount of trust for a long-distance relationship. It's really better if you know that person before, and let's say that person had to, you know, move for a job situation, and it's only going to be a temporary thing. You have to have a plan when you have a long-distance relationship, like in 6 months, one person's got to move, okay? I only know one couple where that actually worked out. It was a good friend of mine. I never thought I would ever see him get married because this guy, you know, he's a good looking guy, everything. You know, from the East Coast, he met a girl from the West Coast. And after 6 months, he moved to the West Coast and they're married and they're very happy. But this is rare, you guys. This is rare. So getting back to the situation I'm talking about, like with consistency, with my girlfriend, this guy came back into her life and he's like, you know, I love you. You know, I know you got love for me and everything like that. Can we start over? And at first she was like reluctant, but then she said, okay, you know what? Let me go with this and see where it goes. So to make a long story short, what happened was he kept her on the phone, all right, for like 3 hours. And then the next day, he hits her up in the morning, and he was getting off work early because he worked early mornings. And then she didn't hear from him for like 5-6 hours, okay? So now she texts him in later on in the afternoon, and she's like, you know, how's your day going? And he doesn't respond. So she waits like 45 minutes, and she tries calling him, and he picks up. So when she's talking to him, he's like, hello, hello, hello. And she's like, hello, hello. And she hears water in the background. All right. So then the phone just drops off. So she calls back again and she hears, he's like, hello, hello. And she's trying to talk to him and she hears some kind of water in the background. Anyway, what happened was he's like, oh, you know, I can't really hear you. And he hangs up and he says, you know, well, before he hung up, he says, let's text. It's a bad connection or whatever. And then the next thing you know, he's texting her and everything like that. And he was telling her he was at his aunt's house and that he was waiting for his aunt to come back from the market, you know, to bring food back. So she says, okay, fine. She ends up calling him an hour later and he's in the car with his cousin. So she says to him, so, you know, how's your aunt doing? And he said, what do you mean, how's my aunt doing? She's like, well, how's your aunt doing? He goes, how would I know how my aunt's doing? I haven't seen my aunt in a long time. Or he said something like, I haven't been to my aunt's in a long time. And boom, there she knew he was lying. He was lying, you guys. And the water in the background, who knows what that could be? That could be a shower, somebody in the shower. Who knows, okay? But the point is, okay, the point is she caught him in a lie and it was back to the same game that she had 3 years ago when she used to deal with him and he used to play game on her, okay? Where he said he was getting up at 7 o'clock at night. He was supposed to talk to her at 11. And when 11 o'clock came, he tells her he's going back to bed. This is all game, you guys. This is all game. He's going to bed at 11 because he's got something going on. All right. How do you wake up at 7 o'clock at night and then go back to bed at 11 when you slept all day? This is game. This is an example of game that I'm telling you guys. All right. So the point is, you know, when somebody walks out of your life or you break up with somebody, for whatever reason, okay, like they're pulling some shady shit on you or they're playing games or something like that, you got to leave those people in the dirt, in the dust, all right? You got to leave them in the dust because if they come back into your life, number one, your value goes to zero and they think that they could keep walking back and they think that you're a jerk and they're going to keep playing their games, all right? They haven't taken you seriously. They have no respect for you. So they're going to keep doing it. And that was her mistake, that she let this guy back in. All right. And, you know, she got to the point where she was like, you know what? I can't believe I let him back in my life. I can't believe I was on the phone with him last night for 3 hours talking about everything. And then today he ghosts me for like 6 hours. All right. This is what I mean when I talk about consistency with people, all right? Somebody who's a real one doesn't leave you in the dark, all right? Someone who's a real one doesn't say that they're at their aunt's house, and then when you call them out later and say, how's your aunt doing? They say, what are you talking about, my aunt? You know, I haven't seen my aunt in a while. And they forget. See, a liar forgets, all right? When you're a liar, as Judge Judy would say, you got to have a good memory, all right? And she's right about that. And it's so true, you guys. So once you catch people lying or inconsistent or any of that kind of stuff, what you're going to have in your life is mess. So you need to delete, block, and let these people know, you know what? I am not the one. You exit out and goodbye and do not come back again, all right? This particular guy kept coming back with different kind of Facebook profiles because she kept blocking him. He kept coming back. He's been trying to get back with her for the last 3 years. And she finally broke and let him back in. And again, she had game going on, all right? And he was telling her how much he loved her and, you know, he wanted to marry her down the road. All this nonsense, you guys. This is what I mean. Words mean nothing. Show me who you are and I will tell you. You know, show me with your actions what you do and your behavior, and I will tell you what you are or who you are, okay? That's why you have to watch the consistency that somebody gives you. You have to see, are they making you a priority? Ask yourself, whoever you're dealing with right now, say to yourself, are they making me a priority? Are they looking to really, you know, Are they contacting me, let's say, the way my mother would contact me to see how I'm doing and keep in touch with me? You know, if you have that kind of relationship with, you know, a family member or something like that, or a good friend, are they really doing that with you? Or are they just breadcrumbing you and just, you know, because they keep you on the phone one day for hours and then you don't hear from them for three days, or they disappear on the weekends and then they come back. Are you keeping these zeros around? Where do you think you're going to go with somebody like that? Nowhere, because you're not a priority. And that's why I'm telling you, look at the consistency with these people. Look at the consistency with these people, because that's how you're going to know. And there's people that keep these kind of zeros around, all right? They keep them around, and, you know, 2 years down the line, they end up breaking up. That person, if they end up getting in a relationship with that person ends up dumping them for somebody else. You know why? Because they were never really into you to begin with. That's why they kept you as an option. That's why they breadcrumbed you. Because they really weren't into you, or they couldn't be into anybody, because they love themselves and they want to do whatever the hell they want to do, and they don't care about anybody else. It's all about them. You got a selfish person there, all right? You could be the best looking girl or the best looking guy, but if you're dealing with a selfish person that doesn't know how to sacrifice, who doesn't know how to, you know, give you their time and stay connected with you because they want to be selfish and just, you know, contact you when it's convenient for them, all right? Or they want to contact you when they're bored and they need somebody to talk to so you could be their therapist. Don't be used, you guys. Do not be used, because these people are users, all right? And I'm trying to give you a heads up on that. When you see somebody who is not, you know, a straight shooter, is not contacting you consistently, okay, they are not serious about you, okay? Period, dot, end of story. They are not serious about you. They are just, you know, keeping you around for their benefit. And the benefit doesn't necessarily, you guys, have to be about sex. The benefit could just be their ego, knowing that you're there, knowing that whoever they're dealing with or they're doing at the time, if that doesn't work out, then you hear from them, okay? You hear from them when they got nothing else going on, when things are quiet, or the other person turned out to go the other way or something like that, then all of a sudden you hear from these people, okay? So don't be a sucker. I'm telling you flat out the way it is. Don't be a sucker. You know, you have to take an attitude like, you know what? When we start, we're going to start and we're going to be straight up. Either I'm dealing with a real one that is serious and really wants to get to know me and they're going to stay consistent with me, or I'm dealing with a flake or somebody who's not taking me seriously, all right? And one of the recommendations that I tell you guys is this. You know, sometimes some of these guys, there's some guys out there that don't even understand this, all right? That think like, you know, oh, this is just dating today, you know, touch base with this one, touch base with that one, and this and that, and everything like that. You're going to have people like that. So you need to be clear with these people in the beginning. You need to let them know, you know, listen, I don't give my time to a lot of people. So, you know, if you want to get to know me, then, you know, let's get to know each other. All right. Let's move forward and get to know each other. But, you know, if you're not looking to get to really know me and, you know, you're just looking to jump around or whatever, you know, to each his own, that's fine. But, you know, keep it on the real. Okay. Otherwise, keep it moving. This way you're letting them know. All right. There's no surprises. You're letting them know. And don't be afraid to let somebody know. And if they have a problem with that, then goodbye. Don't let the door hit you. Then you just did yourself a favor because you just got rid of somebody who was going to waste your time. All right. This is how you have to handle these kind of situations. See, and another thing that I want to bring up is this, okay? Because I had a debate with somebody about this issue. One of my girlfriends said, oh no, you play game back with them. If they don't call you, then you don't call them for a week. No, you don't do that, you guys. Because that's what they expect you to do. because they're immature. They play games. They're not a serious-minded person. They're not worth your time. So then what's going to happen? So now you're going to wait a week to do the same thing to them. And then what are they going to do? Then they're going to wait another 2 weeks to contact you. And then what are you going to do? Wait another 2 weeks. And then what? How are you going to make plans with somebody that is a flake and unreliable? How are you going to do that? I had a friend who was in a situation like that. She was dealing with a guy who was supposed to, you know, see her and everything like that. And then when she tried to contact him, he was nowhere to be found. Then he came back into her life. Then she played game on him. And then the two of them back and forth games, back and forth. It went nowhere. You have to show these people that, you know what? They're not even worth your time. That you're not even going to play their game. You're above the game, okay? You're above the game. And you're above the game because you're not going to lower yourself to their level. This is what I'm talking about. You're letting them know in the beginning, you know, how you roll, what you expect, and everything like that. There's no surprises. And then they know that you're a serious person, okay? You're not a flake. And if they're serious about you, they'll have no problem with it. Then they'll be glad because they're also on that wavelength. But if there's somebody who's looking to, you know, play around with you or something like that, then they're going to fall off on you, all right? Then they weren't really serious in getting to know you because they're going to be like, uh-oh, you know, this one's going to take work. Yeah, that's right. Anything that's worth anything takes work. And if you want the easy route, then you can go with the low-value woman over there, all right, who's going to, you know, have sex with you right away and then, you know, good luck to you and hope you don't get a disease. All right. So, you know, you gotta be like no nonsense, or you're going to deal with nonsense. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. All right. But you don't do it in a mean or bitchy way. Like there's a lot of women out there that are on the online dating or whatever. And a lot of the guys that said, oh, the women, you know, they come at you and they're like, you know, I'm not doing any hookups. And, you know, if you're not this, that, then don't bother with me. You don't want to come off like a bitch. You just, you know, you just talk to the person and just, you know, be nice about it. It's how you say it. Be nice about it. And just be like, listen, you know, when I get to know somebody, I give that person, you know, respect. I respect that person the way I would respect a good friend. And if you're really serious about getting to know me, I would hope that you would do the same back to me and everything like that. But if you're just looking to, you know, bounce around or jump around, then I'm not for you. Okay. And this way you're letting them know. And if they, you know, if they flake out or whatever, then you know, then you don't have to look at it like, oh, you were on the phone for 4 hours with them talking about their dog or whatever else or whatever stupid nonsense they bring up. Okay. And you just saved yourself 4 hours of wasting your time with somebody who just likes to talk about themselves and who's not really serious about anything. And, you know, is looking to talk to you one night and then talk to Janet the next night. Okay. So this is what I'm telling you. And then if you see that this person can't keep it up, then you don't bother with them. That's it. You don't give them your time. You say to yourself, okay, this one is somebody that I don't take seriously. Like I had a girlfriend in the group. One of the guys in the group inboxed her, right? Oh, you know, oh, you're such a pretty girl and everything like that. You know, you and I should get together. All this kind of stuff, right? So she's thinking, okay, you know, maybe I'll give him a chance, this and that. And then he tried her. He tried her sexually. And then the next thing he does is he starts telling her how he has a date set up with somebody else, you know, during the week. All right? Just a straight up clown. Only a straight up clown does something like that. You don't come at somebody in an inbox and make like, yeah, we should get together, and then start telling them that you got a date during the week because you look like a jerk. All right. You look like a jerk. All right. And that's somebody that you shouldn't even reply to now. Okay. So, I mean, this is how you decipher who is quality and who is trash, okay? Now, I'm going to give you guys another example, okay, of consistency in dating and getting to know someone. Like we had a girl in the group who was talking to some dude, all right, for the last, how many months is it? 6 months. She has been texting this guy for 6 months and he has not made a date. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Red flag. Red flag. Why would you text somebody for 6 months and not, if they're not making a date with you, they have somebody. They have a situationship. That's why they're not making plans. That's why you're not a priority to see. So the other thing, the other component in all this, besides, you know, in the beginning, you know, you start texting, you get on the phone, you know, you watch the pattern. You watch the pattern, okay? Remember, they come on strong in the beginning. You have to see, are they going to keep it up for the next couple of weeks, okay? Because they can't do it. The fake ones can't. So she was texting with this guy, and she wasn't even getting on the phone with this guy. This guy could have been married. He definitely has somebody. So now he tells her he wants to see her. So she was like, oh, you know, I can't believe it. I'm going to meet him tomorrow. You know, we have a tennis date or whatever date they were going on, right? And we all told her, we said, you know what? You better be careful, because we all said, he's got somebody. He's got somebody. And she's like, well, you know, I'm going to give it a chance. I don't think he's like that, because I saw his LinkedIn. He is who he is. I said, okay, so you saw his LinkedIn profile. So you know he's a businessman. Great. But do you know if he's married? Do you know if he's got a situation? No, you don't know anything about this guy. You haven't gotten on the phone. Okay? He could be sitting next to his girlfriend right there. And but hey, you know, he's got a LinkedIn profile. There, hey, you know, you checked him out. That's not checking him out, all right? That is not checking him out. Okay? So here's the best. She was supposed to go out on a date with him, and then he calls her last minute and he cancels. All right? He cancels. So I told her, I said, listen, this guy is not who you think he is. I don't care how nice he is to you by text. Big deal. So he texts. They all text. That doesn't mean anything, all right? That doesn't mean anything. He hasn't gotten on the phone with you. He's not making conversation with you. And who waits 6 months to finally say they want to come and see you, all right? And he didn't live far at all. He was in the city and she's in the suburbs, all right? So they were only like maybe 45 minutes away from each other. So there was no reason for this guy not to have seen her sooner. So this is what I mean about consistency and pattern. It's not just about the texting. It's not just about the calling. It's about, are they seeing you consistently as well? Okay. And that's where I had talked about this kind of like in my breadcrumbing episodes. And also in the episode, like the 90-day rule, all right? Because a lot of women, you know, in the beginning, they tell these guys, oh, you know, I'm not looking to sleep with you right away, blah, 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 right? And then usually by the third or fourth date, they think, yo, oh, I got a real one. I got a real one, you know? And the guys pretty much know, you know, by the third date, by the fourth date, you know, they're going to get sex, all right? And a lot of the women, you know, they sleep with them and then the guy never calls them again. It happens. Or then he'll call you 3 weeks later when he wants another booty call and tell you he misses you. This is how it rolls out, you guys. So don't be a sucker for this, all right? And, you know, that's why I tell you, you know, go slowly, get to know somebody, watch the consistency in the dating, and see if they're using their free time to see you consistently, and that you're not just the once a week date, all right? You know, somebody who really likes you, they will move like gangbusters. Gangbusters. They're going to want to see you a lot, and especially in the beginning, okay? They're going to want to see you a lot. Also, but be careful of those ones that come on strong that haven't put in the work in conversation before getting to know you. Don't just go meet somebody right away until you've had at least 5-6 conversations. At least. Let this person show you that they really want to know who you are as a person and not just how you look and not just how sexy you are, okay? So they've got to be able to make conversation and they got to be able to, you know, move slowly with you to get to know you, but they've got to follow through with seeing you consistently, okay? See, a lot of people, they'll meet somebody and then that person, you know, is seeing five other people and then they don't want to make plans with you for another 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever because they're filling in their week with everybody else, okay? Don't be somebody's second option. You got to value yourself. You've got to value yourself because if they really liked you, they would be seeing you in their free time, not you and the other four, all right? So this is how you have to roll. So I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. Audible is offering listeners a 30-day trial. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free 30-day trial. You get to select any book that you want on there and listen to it. They have books on there about breadcrumbing, love bombing, why did they lose interest, dating, relationship, any kind of book you're interested in and want to learn about, okay? You could listen to it in your car or if you're on the bus or the train. So go to my podcast description for the link at tinyurl.com/AskYazNow and start your free trial. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.